Chapter 4. Strength to Strengths. More focus on strengths, less focus on weaknesses. Great companies are not an amalgamation of perfect tens. Instead, they are built on the unique strengths and talents and flaws of the people working there. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, and Richard Branson are unlikely perfect 10 candidates. Have they changed the world? Most definitely. And yet still, we persist, looking to fix what's wrong rather than looking to build on what's right. This is the medical model. Identify pathogen or weakness, fix pathogen or weakness, live happily and healthily ever after. It works fine for cells under a microscope, but it is hardly appropriate for the complex web of emotions and intelligences that make us human. It's the opposite of how we are wired to work at our best. What we focus on grows. I've come to the conclusion that we cling to our deficiencies, insecurities, and weaknesses because they're our comfort zones. We also equate a strengths focus with pride and boastfulness, which many of us have been taught is a sin worse than death. This Marianne Williamson quote, frequently reprised by Madiba, frames our challenge. Our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate, but that we are powerful beyond measure. The mandate to create the right culture falls squarely on a leader's shoulders.
This moment of clarity comes from one of thousands of interviews you'll be able to access by downloading the free biznews.com app in the Apple or Google Play app stores.